This is Radio Normandy broadcasting on its new wavelength of 274 meters.
Radio Normandy calling you, bringing you music from out the blue, the longer and rhythms await you here. You know it stands for Radio Normandy coming through, the love of enjoyment for all.
Hello, everybody. This is Roy Plumley speaking. I hope you're spending a happy weekend and that the programs you're hearing from Radio Normandy are contributing to your happiness. I want to tell you about some of the great programs you can hear from this station on weekdays. What better start to a day could you have than the infectious cheerfulness of Browning and Starr?
We want to be happy, but we won't be happy till we make you happy too.
That's a program that comes to you at 8:15 every Monday and Friday morning. And I want you to hear three famous radio voices. Here's Aunt Lena, who on Monday and Wednesday mornings at 8:30 presents the soft-voiced southern singing of your favorite salad stars.
Now, how you all been, folks, since last I was speaking to you? I wanted you all to listen to a mighty fine record I found the other day.
Two more famous voices, Jane and John Armstrong.
Hello, everybody. This is John Armstrong, and here's my wife, Jane.
Hello, everybody.
Now, I was feeling rather, well, robust, you know, wanted to walk it off, my dear, when I picked out the records for today's program.
Listeners, I know what that means. Marches.
And now here's a signature tune that will be the prelude to a whole heap of future entertainment.
How we doing? How we doing? Hey, oh baby, oh sure. Now we may not be the best in town,
but we'll be the best of the best comes round.
How we doing?
Hey, how you doing? You are doing pretty well, girl. Three times a week, Pat Hyde and Dinah Miller bring you one of the gayest programs on the air. And incidentally, plagued the life out of their hapless announcer, Bob Walker.
Why, Mr. Walker, you nasty old man.
Oh, but this is preposterous. It's absurd.
I should think you would look absurd looking through keyholes. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, but I tell you, I don't.
It's simply dreadful. Come on, Pat, let's sing a new song.
But I tell you, listen, this
it
is all wrong.
Don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Listen for Pat, Dinah, and Bob on Mondays at 9:30, Thursdays at 9:15, and Saturdays at 9:45.
Music Through the Window, sent specially to housewives by the makers of Phosphorine Tonic Wine and presenting Gordon Little in a program of songs.
So open wide your window door and let the golden sunshine pool. Day gently break, nature away, my thankful
everyone. With the playing of the song of cereal, the voice of Philco, the world's largest maker of radio receivers, greet you once again. Across the ether, we send greetings, good wishes, and a little music to cheer you on your way.
See you take home a box of Diploma. You cannot take home anything your family will enjoy more than a box of Diploma, the English crustless cheese. Still, we mustn't forget it's 11th days with Geraldo as well as Diploma.
The makers of Vile Beans present Rhyme with Reason, featuring the three Heron sisters, the two Black Notes, and Marius B. Winter's seven swingers. Ladies and gentlemen, Rhyme with Reason.
About Betty Blue. She's a flighty young baggage, it's true. She's nowhere in view, she's lost her shoe, and she should start the show today, too. The program is wild.
Oh, don't be a Bruce. It's no good despairing. I've thought of a rule. We've got seven swingers. Let them introduce that popular damsel, Sweet Blue.
Some folks worry over every little thing. The birds in spring, the land don't sing. Some folks only see the dark side of life. that seems all wrong. Listen to my song. I'm the light. Although you have your bad times, your soul has your bad times.
Everybody. So this is Blackpool. This is Roy Plumley speaking to you from the North Pier, Blackpool, and I like it. Well, that cheery chorus number you've just heard was called Last Through Life, and it just about sums up the spirit of Lawrence Rice On With The Show. Oh, I'm sitting here where the audience can't see me, up in the little box where they work the spotlights from, and I'm looking down on about 1,500 of the happiest faces I've ever seen. And now, once again, Monsieur Eddie Gray. He's got a pack of playing cards in his hand, and we claim to be pioneers at the art of broadcasting
concerts. All right. That's the idea. Now, today, Moi's going to travel here with our packet of cards. Now, I have here an ordinary packet of playing cards, dank on dirty numero, and every card called our mem show.
Oh, here come the crazy gang to help Bobby. Bob Allison has come on in a kind of Eastern ballet skirt, and he's doing a sort of snake charmer dance with Eddie Gray and the others. It's such a pity because Bobby and the band are playing the number so well, and these voices of the audience couldn't fit. Still, it's a party, and anything goes.
Personalities, intimate broadcast by the great stars of our time. All this week, Purcell tops the bill with Sidney Hale, musical comedy's brightest star. With Peter York and his music. And ladies and gentlemen, I have the great pleasure of being your announcer, Dennis O'Neill.
To our next program of bringing you mellow music of contentment, starring Jack O'Day, the Oxydol Minstrel, and the Oxydol Orchestra under the direction of Herbert Romaine.
And now the International Broadcasting Company's transmission is drawing to a close. For those of you who are keeping watch on board the ships of the seven seas, fair winds and a good passage. To those of you who man the lightships on our sea-washed shores, may your night proceed peacefully, immune from fog. To bakers and newspaper girls, to young mothers who tend their darling little ones, to those who are rising to ashore the early morning ships, may your day of toil be fruitful. And to the rest of you, especially those who may be sick or suffering, good night and happy dreams.
Good night. Just a kiss. May you fade from my sight. Oh, say. Then I'll go. Or you'll know that I love you. I love you so.